From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Turkish authorities have detained four men after they were found to have large quantities of a radioactive nuclear element in their car. The element is known as californium. It's believed to be produced only in the U.S. and Russia. It's used in nuclear reactors, in portable metal detectors, and also in medicine to treat some forms of cancer. The element was found when a car was searched in the Ankara suburb of Persiklar on Monday during an anti-smuggling operation. Police said the four were part of a criminal gang that intended to sell the rare material on the black market for more than $70 million. Neither the agency nor the police have revealed the origin of the highly radioactive material, which is now being safeguarded. The UN human rights chief chastised the Syrian government on Monday for its role in starting the conflict in its country and criticized the Security Council for not being more decisive in ending the suffering. The High Commissioner for Human Rights said it all began 7 years ago, almost to the day, with the torture of children and the impunity given by the Syrian state to those torturers. The Syrian government also claims it makes every effort to protect civilians, he said, but when you are capable of torturing and indiscriminately killing your own people, you have long forfeited your own credibility. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas labeled the U.S. ambassador to Israel a son of a dog during a scathing attack on President Trump's policies. The Palestinian leader accused Ambassador David Friedman of defending Israeli settlers in the West Bank by saying they were building on their own land. This is VOA News. European Union foreign ministers took on some hot-button issues Monday, throwing their weight behind Britain, which claims Russia is likely behind a poisoning attack on a former spy. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
European foreign ministers in a statement offered full backing to Britain's claim it was highly likely Russia was behind the deadly nerve agent attack against former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Skeptics previously suggested Europe might not be so united, but British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson suggested Moscow's alleged efforts to sow divisions has failed.
There is scarcely a country round the table here in Brussels that has not been affected in recent years by some kind of malign or disruptive Russian behavior. And that is why I think the strength and the resolve of our European friends is so striking today.
Although there are no current talks about further European sanctions against Russia, the possibility may be up for discussion during an EU summit later this week. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Major American and European stock indices were sharply lower in Monday's trading over continuing fears of a trade war, Brexit, an upcoming U.S. Federal Reserve meeting, and trouble with Facebook. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 Index were both down nearly 1.5%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ was off more than 2%. European markets also dropped over news of a possible deal for Britain's total exit from the European Union. Four more defendants were sentenced to prison Monday as part of the Justice Department's nationwide crackdown on dogfighting. The four men received prison terms ranging from 1 to 5 years. A fifth defendant will be sentenced next month, while others will be put on trial this summer. The suspects are accused of taking part in a dogfighting ring in four states in which a number of dogs were forced to fight to their bloody death. A self-driving car has hit and killed a woman in the southwestern United States in what's believed to be the first fatal pedestrian crash involving the new technology. Police said a self-driving sport utility vehicle owned by the ride-sharing company Uber struck a woman walking outside of a crosswalk in a suburb of the city of Phoenix. It happened overnight Sunday to Monday. The woman later died from her injuries. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.